that stood strong and hard and poking right toward me. Lois was one of the instructors, the art teacher. She stood up, walked over to him, and took his hand off my arm. "Come on, Jesse, stop it."
"Well, she's going to tell."
Lois looked at me and said, "Are you going to tell, Mindy? Do I have to worry about that?" I still didn't say anything. I was still staring at his dick. It was incredible, and outside of a few fumbling encounters, mostly inexperienced blowjobs I gave while I was on vacation with foreign boys I never met again, I'd never seen a man's dick. I had almost certainly never seen one that big. Jesse noticed I was looking at it. He reached down and took my hand and brought it to his cock. "There now," he said. "You can touch it." Lois said, "Jesus, what the fuck are you doing? She's just a child." Then I said something I probably shouldn't have. I said, "I'm not a child. I'm 18. The moment I said that, Lois looked at me and said, "Well, okay then," and leaned forward, pulled my face to hers, and kissed me. It was a remarkable thing. Even though I'd been going to girls' schools my entire life, and I knew that there were girls who fooled around with each other under the blankets late at night in their rooms, it had never happened with me. I never really had the desire before. But when her lips met mine, and her tongue pushed past my lips and began to explore my mouth, it was like desire completely flooded me. Add to that that my hand was holding onto a monster of a cock, and Jesse's hand was moving up and down my back. I was paralyzed, but simultaneously, I was thrilled. Lois broke off the kiss and backed away, and I took a good look at her. She was lovely. She was tall, with long black hair that fell down over her breasts to about her navel. She had beautiful hips and a manicured patch of jet black hair cut in a triangle right above her clit. I couldn't believe the beauty of her. Now, I already said that I was no slouch in that department. Still, while I was a beautiful girl, she was a lovely woman. I had blonde hair that I still kept in pigtails. Nothing at all compared to the sheen of her incredible raven locks. She saw that I was getting a good look at her, and I heard her say, "Undress her, Jesse." Jesse's hands were on me. He pulled off my shirt first, and then worked on my bra. Lois got impatient, stepped forward, and I felt her fumbling with my jeans, unbuttoning and unzipping them, and then yanking them down to my knees. She didn't even bother getting them down the whole way. She just took her hand and slid it up under my panties, and suddenly her fingers were on me. The feel of it was overwhelming. I couldn't believe the sensations traveling through my body. She began to rub in a circle over my clit. I felt myself responding in ways I never had before. Even the time I lost my virginity with the next-door neighbor in a very awkward episode in the back of his car didn't compare to this. Instead, my body was responding fully. I moaned softly. She smiled at me and leaned forward to kiss me again while she continued to rub. When Jesse got my bra off, he moved down, put his fingers in the waistband of my panties, and pulled those down where they met my jeans. He kept pushing until they were down around my ankles, and I stepped out of them. Now, the three of us were naked. I couldn't believe it. My heart was beating like a drum corps in my chest. Lois continued to kiss me and continued to rub me. It was wonderful. Jesse reached from behind me and began to caress my breasts, running his hands over them, gently squeezing, and then focusing on the nipples, pinching them softly and rolling them between his fingers.